listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in College Hill, just on the north side of St. Louis. And it is time, 7:33, it's time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services, Anne-Marie Utek with LSS Living. Joining me here on location at St. Paul's this morning. Anne-Marie, great to have you here this morning.
Oh, it's great to be out.
It helps if I turn on your mic, doesn't it?
It does sometimes. It's great to be here. A little field trip this morning.
I know. It's nice to get out of the studio once in a while, isn't it?
It is. A brand new location. I've only been here once before, so this is really cool.
It is. A beautiful sanctuary. I'm looking forward to talking with our friends here in a little while about the community here in College Hill and learning about the congregation. A lot of history here. Well, what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services this week?
Well, there's a few things that I want to let everyone know about. One is an update on some events that are going on. So I told you last week about our Toast for Seniors, which will be on July 27th at Schlafly Bottle Works. Now, this is the one where 25% of all the beer sales between 5 and 10 will be donated to Benevolent Care, which helps those seniors who've maybe outlived their financial resources. So that's going to be tons of fun. Plus Johnny Cash cover band, plus free beer koozie for everyone who comes. So really, it should be on your calendar. You should plan to be here. But that's again at Schlafly Bottle Works, which is at Manchester and Southwest Avenue in Maplewood. And the actual address is 7260 Southwest Avenue. And a phone number that you can call for more information is 314-241-2337.
Also known as One Schlafly Place, I think, too. Some maps have it listed as that, yeah.
You sound like you're a frequent goer.
They have great food.
They do. The beer bread. Oh.
I love, we can't go into, that'll take us 2 hours to go into all the food that I love there. But
it's very good.
What a great event to support Benevolent Care.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome. And like I said last week, Schlafly is such a great community partner. So we're really glad to be doing that together with them.
So that's Schlafly Bottle Works and Laclede Groves. Is that right?
Richmond Terrace.
Getting together on that and supporting Benevolent Care. I don't know if it's possible for someone to not know what Benevolent Care is, because we talk about it frequently here, but for our listeners not familiar with Benevolent Care.
So Benevolent Care is something very special that Lutheran Senior Services does for those who live within our communities. And the fact that, you know, people are living longer, and even though they've been so careful in their planning for retirement, things like that, sometimes there are unexpected things that happen. There are rising medical costs that you maybe can't put into the budget beforehand. Or maybe there's also things like unexpected surgeries. And these people call this place home. This is where their friends are. This is where the staff members have become their family members. And so it's kind of something special that we do so that we can they can continue to live in the place that they call home.
When we call Lutheran Senior Services, you know, the senior living communities, there really is truly a community there when we say senior living community. And as you were talking about, this is where their friends are. This is where they've developed relationships. When you live in one of these communities, you get to know the people you live with. To be upset from that, to be removed from that because of financial circumstances beyond what you planned for, is just life-changing. And so Benevolent Care helps to prevent that.
That's exactly right, Andy. And those communities, they are family. I've seen, just heard, by nature of what I do, because I'm the writer and producer at LSS, I get to hear a bunch of great stories about, you know, communities that are uplifting one another and how they're working really hard to help their community at large as well. They're really big into being a part of things that are going on around them and just supporting one another. So I'm really blessed in the fact that I get to hear stories like that every day and I get to help pass them on.
Well, and, you know, what a great opportunity to go out and have some fun, enjoy dinner and spending time and relax, having some beverages with friends at Schlafly on Monday.
On Monday, July 27th. So you could come before 5 p.m., maybe get your table. I plan on doing that because I know it's going to be a packed house and I want my table. but you could come before then, stay a little bit later, but between 5 and 10 is when Schlafly's partnering with us.
And they have outdoor seating, too, if it's nice.
If it's nice, we're crossing fingers. the weather has been cooperating so far. I mean, as everyone knows, it's gotten a little warmer here in St. Louis recently, but it'll be great regardless.
Very good. So a toast for seniors, right?
A toast for seniors. And then I also just wanted to give a great recap about what happened this past Monday, which was July 13th, because we've been talking it about a lot, and I want to make sure that I update everyone. But we had our Benevolent Care Golf Tournament at Norwood Hills Country Club, which is one of our largest events that we did, that we do throughout the year. And it was a fantastic day. There were 288 golfers that came in, and we had two courses, and it was fabulous. And that was made possible through so many sponsors and donors and volunteers who came out, and we had so much fun.
A lot of water.
We had cooling stations. It was hot, but I mean, like many of the golfers said, you can continue to play even when it's hot, and you just need to drink more water and be careful about that, but you can't play in the rain.
That's true.
So, you know, we'll take the heat and a little bit of a breeze over the rain any day. And like I said last week, my biggest, I mean, it was a great event, but one of my, the bonus parts of it was they gave me a golf cart. So if you start driving that really fast, you get a good breeze too.
No, I think you mentioned this. How many golfers came out?
288. So we sold out on how many golfing spots we had. And so next year, I think we're going to be expanding it and doing things a little bit more differently, because there is such a community that is coming to know about Benevolent Care and why it's so important. And they really want to help support it. And we're so thankful and so grateful about that. So if more people want to come, we will make that possible.
LSS puts together a lot of fun events in order to raise support for Benevolent Care.
Oh, there's so much creativity that goes behind it, and we have themes, and we have contests to name themes, and it's just so much fun.
Now, if you could come up with an idea for a fun activity, oh, I guess we can't give it away on the air, huh?
No, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Top secret plan. I have an idea for one, but I can't share it either, because I don't want somebody to steal my idea.
I would totally give you credit. Well, like, name of the event, by Andy Bates.
Well, I'm glad that the event went very well and raised support for Benevolent Care, so that our friends, our loved ones, can continue in the communities that they've grown to love with Lutheran Senior Services.
Exactly. So it's been a really big week for us. I think everyone's coming down off of a golf surge, and now we're gearing up for some other things that are coming up.
Applying the aloe to their sunburns.
There was a lot of sunscreen that was passed around, but I think we did okay.
Well, that's great. A toast for seniors, the Benevolent Care Golf Tournament, the toast for seniors coming up, Benevolent Care Golf Tournament just behind us, but looking forward to another one next year. Any other events that are on the horizon? Or is that...
There are a few, but I'm going to hold off on them and put you in suspense.
Well, I know that the website posts a lot of the events, lssliving.org.
You can always find out information about what's going on, or just to even get some answers to maybe some of the questions that you have. We have an aging answers hotline. The number is right there on the front page. And if you have any question, and you don't have to be living in an LSS community to call that number, it is for our entire St. Louis area that you could call and get questions answered about aging. And they are really good at what they do, and they have the answers that you need. So that website has not only events, but a lot of great resources that I encourage you to look into, especially if you have a parent, or maybe if you're looking for something yourself.
Absolutely. That's a very helpful free resource.
Free resource.
The Aging Answers line.
Call and call and call again.
That's great. LSSliving.org. You can find that information on there, the Aging Answers hotline. You can find out information on events. That's over on the right-hand side of the screen. Just click on events. All right. So we've got some events in front of us, behind us. Great year ahead. What else do you have for us today?
Well, today I kind of wanted to expand upon the topic that we touched last week about that being that gift of presence. And this, as I thought about it throughout the week, it led me to think about all the volunteers. So I mentioned some that helped out with our Benevolent Golf Care event, but also there are some who just volunteer throughout the week and throughout special events as well. And I was just overwhelmed by the number of people who volunteer for LSS. And that is sometimes our own residents, those who live within our LSS communities, and our staff members. They are really big into volunteering as well, and they participate in programs and things that are going on. So I did want to call out how great of volunteers that we have. And so last year alone, we had 1,576 ongoing volunteers. So those that volunteered more than once. And then we had 4,715 one-time volunteers, which if you were to do the math, and we do, is a total of 73,196 hours of volunteerism. Wow.
That's
which is
amazing.
Fantastic, yeah. Because there's a huge need there. There's needs within our community, and mm-hmm. the fact that we have people who are so passionate about doing that is fantastic. And 88 churches benefited from those volunteer hours and 333 other organizations, because we love to partner with those mm-hmm. who are around us as well. So, but that is a huge gift of presence, and giving that gift makes such an impact on so many people. So think of some of our independent living residents. They visit care center residents who maybe have no family nearby. Mm-hmm. So they go and visit them. And other times we've got residents who are trained in Stephen ministry, and they reach out to other residents. And even that, we're always seeking volunteers for our hospice program. It's a great way to touch a family, touch a person at such a point in their life where they need that extra love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, uh-huh. Senior Connections, which recently came into the LSS mm-hmm. family, that's where we have a volunteer that goes and meets one-on-one with someone within a community. Again, maybe their family lives far away or they don't have many visitors. And there's also 9 pet friends. Some mm-hmm. bring their pets with them, and I know that that's a very popular thing. But they spent almost 3,000 hours visiting 103 older adults in 43 senior living communities. So that's even outside of LSS. We've got some programs that reach into other retirement communities within our area.
That's a lot of volunteers, a lot of people serving.
Gosh, it's incredible.
A lot of interaction. And I think that's one of the things that's key to, and that's what makes LSS living so valuable, is that, you know, it's easy to become sedentary and isolated in our later years in life. But it looks like LSS living really focuses on keeping us active, appropriately active, not overactive, but keeping us interactive.
Well, our mission statement, which is based on John 10:10, is living life to the fullest. And mm-hmm. that's where, you know, Jesus says that I have come that they may have life and have life to the full. And we fully believe that. I mean, that encompasses, you know, your spiritual fullness and your health fullness and your social and all those aspects. So everything that we do kind of ties back to that mission statement. That is the heart and the center of what we are. And we're just really blessed that there have been people within our community, volunteers, who see that mission and they kind of claim it as their own too. And I think that's why we have such great volunteers, is that they understand kind of the reason behind all that we do. And so mm-hmm. they are awesome. If I could high five you all right now, I would. But this is a shout out to all our volunteers, because you guys are great. You make such an impact, and we are so, so, so thankful for the work that you do and the difference that you make in so many people's lives. So all LSS volunteers out there, high five from me to you.
I like your high fives.
Thanks. You're pretty special.
All right. Well, very good. Anything else? Yes, for us today?
I just want to wrap up bringing it back to even the presence and God's gift of presence. You know, it happened several times in the Bible, actually, where God kind of physically made his presence known. And so I want to read 2 Bible verses today. One comes from Exodus 13:21-22. So by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. God's gift of presence right there. And then from John 12:44-46, just before healing the blind man, Jesus said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Later, Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me does not believe in me, but in him who sent me. He who sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness." And we both know at Pentecost, we read of the tiny pillars of fire that appeared above the heads of the apostles, demonstrating God's presence through the power of the Holy Spirit, which has been given to all of us through baptism. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit, ever present, how can we not, in grateful thanksgiving, give the gift of presence to others?
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Anne-Marie. Great to have this time with you. Thanks for coming out for our little field trip today as well and spending time with me here at St. Paul College Hill. And Great to have some time to chat with you this morning.
As always, Andy. Glad to be here.
God's blessings this week. You're listening to His Time. We're broadcasting live from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in College Hill, north side of St. Louis. We'll continue our conversations, our regular conversations, right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.